now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
For my pool owners who are listening, quick funny story. There's a real estate agent in California who wrote the following. At an open house I was holding at a beautiful California home with a swimming pool and panoramic mountain views, an impeccably dressed, well-respected agent was there showing the home's backyard to her buyers. As I was taking other couples on a tour inside, we suddenly heard a huge splash. I looked outside and there was the agent bobbing in the pool in her expensive wool pantsuit and high heels. She swam to the pool steps and climbed out as gracefully as possible, dripping wet and embarrassed. I guess she showed that a pool is a refreshing form of outdoor entertainment. Her buyers didn't purchase the home, but she ultimately sold them another nice house with a pool. One other quick story. Another agent out of Katy, Texas. Last summer, I was helping a young couple move from a small town in Oklahoma to Houston, Texas. They were first-time homebuyers who needed temporary housing for 30 days because before closing, the wife had to begin work. I wanted to help them find a place, and I asked if they had pets, and they did. 11 dogs, 2 adult Labradors, and their 9 puppies. Well, few apartments would accept so many animals, and the couple had no clue what they were going to do. Then the words tumbled out of my mouth. "You all can stay with me," said the realtor. So for 30 days, my clients and their pack of 11 dogs stayed with me in my 1,800-square-foot home. Every morning was a feeding frenzy, and we swept piles of dog hair off the floor constantly. The puppies stayed in a pen in the living room lined with a plastic tarp. The mom dog slept with her puppies, and the daddy dog either slept in his kennel or with his owners. The experience wasn't nearly as bad as I feared, and we all got close. I now think of those dogs as my own kids and visit with them every chance I get. Well, that's not anything that I would necessarily do to close a sale, but I got to respect the agent for that sacrifice. And, you know, the benefit there, she got friendship out of it. You may recall I had my parents on the show a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, I've had the benefit as a result of the horrific damage that Hurricane Irma did to Naples, Florida. My parents have had to stay with me for a month. And what makes this a little bit ironic is that they're living in the home that I lived in when I was a kid because I bought my parents' home from them. And they're refugees staying with our family. So it's been wonderful. In fact, my folks will typically come for 4 days, 2 days, 3 days at a time, then they're gone. But we've had 30 days, and my dad and I have enjoyed some wonderful chats. My mom and I walks in the park, and it is wonderful to have that kind of closeness in our home. We sold a home on Old Dominion Drive in McLean, Virginia. Got a nice note from our clients, Dan and Joan. Special thanks again for great service and help with 6512 Old Dominion Drive. We are continuing to move forward and expect construction to commence in the next 2 weeks. Please know that we look forward to the opportunity of referring you and your excellent support to our friends. And from Joan, thanks so much for your research and analysis of our home after our renovations. See, they bought a home that needed renovations, and I gave them an estimate of what the home would cost to renovate to a point that they could reach a price that they were looking for. She said, "We're so excited, cannot wait to move in. You and your staff have been so helpful during and after settlement." Well, thanks again. We have our seminars. You want to decide on which agent to pick. You want to know how to interview realtors. And this week, October 11th and 12th in North Bethesda and here in Tyson's Corner, I'll be giving my lecture on how to sell your home for top dollar. Now, it's comprehensive. It's a roughly an hour lecture, and you will not fall asleep. The stories are great. 30 years of experience packed into an hour, showing you the timing, how to get rid of stuff, how to interview a realtor, what improvements you make, and so much more. If you're that person getting ready to move, you want to get this information. You do want to get it, and this is a great opportunity for you. Sign up today at ericstewartgroup.com and or call us toll-free at 800-900-9104. On our website, it's right there at the top on the first page at ericstewartgroup.com or, again, toll-free 800-900-9104. I took over a listing recently from an agent who had had it on the market for 6 months. And you may recall that Pam was mentioning about the market, putting the house on the market too late, or maybe that was Candy actually earlier. The fact is that oftentimes a real estate agent will tell their clients the truth about getting on the market in the springtime. But like landing a space shuttle within a window of time, if you miss that window, you have to do another revolution to actually hit the right timing. And such is real estate. Those of you who exhausted an opportunity to sell your homes this year, unsuccessfully selling your properties, I want you to come listen to the seminar. Find out when the right timing is, because timing trumps condition. Timing trumps condition. It's not the quality of the improvements that you make as much as it is the timing that will determine the return on that improvement. I'm serious. Again and again and again and again, I recommend to my clients to hit a specific window of time. You can find that out this week here in Tyson's Corner and again in North Bethesda. Go to ericstewartgroup.com. If you think about return on investment, I know one of my clients, I told him to put his house on the market in March at this one particular year. This is 15 years ago. He just wanted to finish the house, which he didn't finish until the end of May. By the time he had finished his house and done all the work he was going to do to get it on the market had changed, and he ended up selling it for a price that was commensurate to what he would have sold for back in February before he did any of the work to the property. So finding out when the right time is and where you can put a dollar in to get $2 back, these are keys for you as a home seller. And home buyers, frankly, it's a key for you. If you haven't bought a home and you're thinking of buying a home, the teaching that I will give you about when the right time is to sell and what improvements you can make, this is a good education for you as a buyer to be thinking ahead into home ownership, because ultimately the wise buyer knows in advance that what they're buying is going to provide the greatest asset for them when it comes time to sell and move on to something else, right? So think about that. Even if you're not a homeowner and you'd like to learn about home selling, this is an opportunity for you to get that insight and meet some of the wonderful buyer agents that we have at the Eric Stewart Group. Hey, before I run into my final thoughts, Montgomery County, Maryland passed a law that can provide a tax credit for people who are over 65 years of age and who've lived in their homes for a consecutive 40-year period, or are retired from one of the United States Armed Forces. There are specifications where the bill provides a 20% credit on your taxes, on the tax, the property tax bill for your property, and the dwelling has to have an assessment of $650,000 or less. If you're thinking of staying in your home, I would encourage you to check it out at MontgomeryCountyMD.gov. Ponder that. I'll be right back.